Hello. God bless and good morning, everyone. So today is the 19th of July, 2026. My name is Amber. I am here in the UK and I just wanted to share a testimony with you guys. I just want to continue to share of God's goodness, how wonderful and great and amazing God is, that truly He is faithful, He is real, He is living. This life is not a fairy tale. This life is not made up. This life is real. And those that confess with their mouth and believe in their heart the Lord Jesus, and that God raised them from the dead, Him from the dead, they are filled with God's Spirit. I am filled with God's Spirit. You are filled with God's Spirit. And those who are filled with God's Spirit have a direct access, a direct relationship with their Heavenly Father God. And that comes through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And now He is our Lord. You know, we are under a different kingdom, a different rule. We have been engrafted into God's kingdom. You know, He has called us His masterpiece. We are His children. And now that we're filled with that Spirit, we are able to just trust God and believe God and live unto God. And like I said, this isn't a fairy tale. This isn't a made up life. This is life and living. Believers, children of the Most High God, filled with great power and authority, not arrogance, but power and authority, confidence, that love is just flowing through us in every situation and circumstance, that we're walking in the love of God. And what is that love of God? Is that agape, that true love, that love that can only come from God and believing God and being filled with God's Spirit? Because agape love is unconditional. You know, there's no, we don't have to do anything for it. You know, we're just able to receive that Spirit and walk exactly how God says we can walk and talk and move and live and be directed and have vision and purpose. And I really feel that God has given each, well, not I feel, I know God has given each and every one of us a great purpose, a great life. And we just have to position our heart and mind to believe God, to receive from God, to accept the experiences He gives us, to exercise our faith, to really stand bold in who we are and what God says is available, and not be moved from that. And sometimes it's easy to be moved. Sometimes it's easy to let the circumstances and the things going on around us cloud our mind or our judgment. But really, as children of God, we can rise above that. And we just practice rising above that. We practice no matter what anyone else around you is doing, no matter what, how anyone else is living. Like, you choose this day to live your life unto God. You choose this day to let God give you everything that you need and let God direct and lead your every step. Because when we submit to Him, when we are going to Him and we have a relationship with Him, He just lavishes us with greatness, with goodness, with favor. He's really not withholding anything. And as I keep sharing, because God is bringing it out of me and God has made it a revelation from my heart, that our words, our confession is very powerful. If we're praying for something or commanding something or ministering something, but then speaking negative about it, you know, we're not building faith. We're not building momentum. And again, it's not like we're building anything or growing anything or doing anything on our own. That energy, that strength, it all comes from Jehovah. You know, the faith comes from God. The love comes from God. The favor, everything. We just have to align and position ourselves to walk as He wants us to walk. And yes, the contrast is very different from the world. Yes, you do have to take a stand. Yes, you do have to be bold, and yes, you have to kind of turn off your ears and isolate yourself from the things that are going on in the world so it don't impact you or contaminate you or try to bring doubt or worry, when God has already given you faith and confidence. He's already given you trust. We just have to operate it. And again, as I keep sharing, it's a practice, and the more we practice and the more we give our hearts to God and give the desire to God, the more He just aligns everything. Like, he really does. So, the testimony. I am so thankful to God and the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful for my teachers, for the truth that I have received, to be able to continue to trust God. And this is the testimony today. It's about trusting God, having our full faith and confidence in God, especially when it comes to the things that we really need. For instance, our finances, our money, and the things that that provides for. So our vehicles or the things we need in life. And with God, like he says, that we can live a life and live it that's more abundant, and that he goes exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, and that he provides all of our needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. These are not just words. These are truth. These are words that God has spoken into our life. And when we receive those words gladly, then we see the manifestation of what God is saying. Because this is the life we're choosing to live. We're choosing to live by God's logic, by God's will, not by the world's logic and the world's will. So my husband, Danny, he is a tailor. He has a wonderful, wonderful business. And he is self-employed, which means the work that he does is the work that he gets paid for. And if work is not there, or we go away, or anything, then we don't have a solid income coming in. God has blessed my husband's hands. He's blessed my hands to work and do the things that we're able to do right now. It's a solid avenue from God, but it's not the only avenue. God has multiple avenues, and God is able to do anything for us, even bring in money from a fish's mouth. Like, that can happen, just like that happened in the scriptures. That can happen. And all we need to do is desire, trust God, and do what he shows us to do. And one of those things in regards to, so for me and Danny, our work, one of the things we know to do is to honor God, is to sow seed, is to give the first fruit of all of our increase unto God, you know, with a joyful heart, not a heart of regret or guilt or not wanting to do it, but a joyful heart, a heart of worship, a heart of praise. Like, God, I have this seed, and actually, God, you have given me this seed. You are my dad. You have given me this seed to sow, and you've given me many seeds, which has blessed me and helped me to live in this life. But now, how much do you want me to sow? Like, how much do you want me to give out of this amount that I have right now? And God will show you. He will direct you. He knows your needs. He knows what tomorrow will bring. He knows exactly where we're going to be at and what we need to do. He knows. He's God. And so he knows exactly what we need to sow. And when we go to him and we follow his direction, then we are blessed. We are really, really blessed. Like, given, you cannot outgive God. Like, God is the creator of the heavens and the universe. He is very wealthy. He was very rich. He is the one that has created all the gold, all the silver, all the jewels, every material, every molecule and atom. God's created everything. Like, there is nothing that God does not have and that God cannot give unto you. But also, God is teaching us how to trust him. He's teaching us how to receive from him. He's teaching us about our words, our faith. He's teaching us about the authority we have, that we can command things. We can command, like, raise from the dead. And people will raise from the dead. We see it. If you've not experienced it yet, that means you're not, that doesn't mean you won't experience it. It's according to the situations going on around you and the situation and how God works in your heart in a situation. It's not like we have to stand outside of hospitals and try and raise people from the dead. No, we walk and we are led by God's inspiration. We are walked and led by God's spirit. And so when he gives us something to do and we do it, he gives us the authority behind it. So it's very, very easy. It's very simple. Yes, there are things in life that can make living unto God seem hard or seem like a struggle, But that's circumstances from the world. That's circumstances that you're allowing in, because everything with God is easy, is smooth, is simple. Even in the midst of adversity, even in the midst of situations. Anyway, I digress. Danny's work, it's a great avenue of income. So last week, on Tuesday or Wednesday, so some of you may know, but myself and Danny and my sister's children and all of Danny's family, his mom and his dad, his brothers, his sisters, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, and nieces and nephews, are going to Florida, to Orlando, for a big family holiday. Now, again, I have watched how God had brought all this to pass. He did it like a hand in a glove. It started from a desire from my mother-in-law, Kim, and then that one desire, God was able to bring it very quickly, very easily, and make it all work. So this is the plan that we have for next month. And so last week, Danny was driving, and something happened to his gearbox. His gearbox wouldn't go into the second shift. And we knew that it needed to go into the garage because this was causing problems. And as you know, this isn't a very old van. This is quite a new van. This was a gift from God to Danny. But we know that there's wear and tear and things happen also. So we don't get discouraged and think it's an attack when these things happen. You know, we don't want that mindset. We don't want those feelings. Because sometimes things just happen, you know, like cars. They're made up of materials that wear and tear. So anyway, the clutch had gone, not the clutch, the gearbox had gone in the van. And he rang me and he said, we need to get the van put into the garage. So I'd done some phoning around and the local garage that we always go to, I managed to arrange for the van to go there on the Thursday. So the van went into the garage on Thursday. Danny took my car to work. We were doing our thing in our day, and then the garage rang. And the garage rang, and they explained to Danny that the gearbox could be anything from £3,000 to £4,000, depending on when they get into it, what it is, and all of these things. Worst case scenario, about £3,900. So the guy has told me this information. And again, some of you may have heard my sharing from a couple of weeks ago when I shared about my own car and how I did feel discouraged and how God gave me some great words and some great encouragement in that moment. So I cleaved on to that encouragement and I just was like, okay, that's fine. I need to speak to my husband. So when I rang Danny and I explained to him that the van was going to cost this amount of money and that, the problem and everything else. And he said, oh, well, that's great, because I've just been given some really great news. I said, oh, what's that? He said, well, I've just been told that the work that I had for next week, unfortunately, due to the plasterers, it needs to be put back. So I don't have any work for next week as it stands. But it's okay, Amber, because God is faithful and he will give me work. And instantly in that moment, we just prayed together. We just thanked God that he had this situation taken care of and that we couldn't do anything, you know, like being a tiler. It's not a job that you can just do, arrange today for tomorrow. There needs planning. There needs time. It's time sensitive. It needs to be, there's time sensitive in regards to his tiling. But he was told, unfortunately, there's no work because of this. Will you find your own work? So we give it to God. And again, God is the source. This is the testimony. God is the source of the supply. You know, he knows where work is. He knows where finances is. He knows everything. And we just have to release it to him and let him take the driver's seat. So in that moment, we prayed. We said, God, you have to take care of this. Like, where are we going to find work in a couple of days? And it's not our problem. You know, really, God, you have to take care of this. You know the finances we need for the van. You know we're going away. And yeah, like, and we refuse any debt. We refuse to be in debt. Like, you have to take care of it. You are faithful. And so we left it at that. And then I had my mom and other people asking me, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I don't look good. And I was just, it's great, it's fine, like, we don't have to worry, we don't have to fear. And sometimes when I say these things and look at my family or certain people around me, I think they think that I'm acting sometimes because we're in a position to be so free, knowing that, well, if God don't take care of it, there's nothing we can do. So we know God's going to take care of it. Again, it's just been a great 6 years to learn and practice and walk this way. And so anyway, all the miserable comforters, that's what I called them, were saying all these things. And again, just keeping our faith high and just giving it to God. And in the background, God obviously had a plan. God had the best plan. He knew the plans he had for us. He knew how to take care. So basically what happened is the day before, one of the guys who Danny works with, he mentioned that his neighbour would like him to go and look at his kitchen floor, to go and tile the kitchen floor. But because of Danny and his schedule and everything like that, he said, yeah, I'm very happy to go and have a look, but I might not be able to get it fitted in until after I come back in August. So like the end of August, beginning of September. So again, that was that. Well, anyway, the day that Danny got the phone call to say that there was no work, Danny just went on and continued doing his job, what he was doing at that moment. He just continued to tile and didn't think anything of it, just went about his day. And then it all came very quickly that this Danny mentioned that I could do the floor. He said, I can do the floor next week if it's available. I've had some time come up. Well, this all just turned out perfectly. So the job came. The guy was ready to have his floor done. He said he needed to do quite a bit of prep work this weekend. And if he can get it all done, he would absolutely love to have his kitchen done before August. So if that was available, please come. So Danny went there yesterday and he just priced up this job and looked at the job and how much time it would take him to do and all of these things. And we sat back yesterday. So the job was secure. The job was secure yesterday. The deposit was given. The material money was given. And when we sat back and just started to thank God, God was highlighting to us that the money that Danny will earn this week now would have been double the money that he would have originally earned for the work that he already had planned this week. He now has double that amount just for this week. And that will cover the things that we need to take care of without us getting into debt, without us thinking or worrying or concerning, you know, without us doing anything in our own strength. You know, God took care of the situation. He was able to preordain things even before we knew the situation was going to arise. God already had this job aligned for Danny. Like, he knew it was already all set up this week. Now, when I look at the things God does, I look at this. I look at the dots and I connect it together of the beginning and the end of how God just brings everything together perfectly. And so the testimony is that now, next week, the gearbox will be fixed. Danny has loads of work. He's now going to continue to work. And the thing with the work, like this job, is going to be a lot easier. You know, the time isn't going to be as long because of the tiles that he'll be using in the space that he's working in. So there's just so much grace and favor. So God is the avenue, guys. Like, he is the avenue. That avenue may come from God is the source and he has many avenues. And that avenue may be your work, but your work may only bring in a certain amount of income. You know, your work may only be salary based. But that doesn't mean that God cannot enhance your salary or bring in another avenue of income and bring in multiple avenues of income, that he will make your land prosperous. He will make wherever you tread prosperous. And what does he say? He will never leave us nor forsake us. We'll never lack no good thing. God knows what we do. You know, he knows how we trust him and honor him and look to him. He knows that he is everything to us. Like, without God, like me and my husband, we wouldn't be anything. We wouldn't be married. We wouldn't be living this life. And, you know, looking at it externally from the outside, you may think, well, they haven't changed much. They drive the same car, live in the same environment. But wow, guys, like, we have got to do so much with God. Like, God has renewed and transformed our life, but not just our lives now, because of that, other people's lives are being transformed. Other people are recognizing and seeing, and we're able to speak about the goodness of God. We're able to share our testimonies. We're able to direct and encourage people, like, you look unto God. God is the source. It's easy for us to rely on a man, a woman, an external thing, even our jobs. It's easy for us to get comfortable with our jobs and rely on that. But we never want to get comfortable relying on anything. The only thing we want to be comfortable in relying on is God. You know, because anything can change at any moment. Anything can happen at any moment. But when our heart is turned and in tune with Him, He keeps us in perfect peace. Like when we were told within 5 minutes that it was this amount of money for the clutch and now you have new work. We were both, yeah, there was thoughts that come, but we were both at perfect peace because we knew that this is God's problem and God isn't going to allow us not to have any work or not to have any resources or not to have any finances come in. And why is He not going to allow that? Because He is faithful. If we are faithful to honor Him with our substance, if we're faithful to honor Him with our time, if we're faithful to honor Him with every part of our life, it's not just about our finances. We honor Him when we speak. We honor Him when we use great words that He wants us to speak. We honor Him when we worship Him. We honor Him when we do what He puts in our heart to do. We honor Him in so many ways. But the honoring Him with our finances, our money, is huge. Because when we trust Him with our finances, you'll find you'll start to trust Him in every area of your life. Because everybody needs money and finances and resources to live. But when you tap into God, when you tap into His resources, the windows of heaven just open upon you and it's never ending. The resources don't dry up. The finances don't dry up. The things that you need do not dry up. You have surplus. You have more than enough. So that then you are able to give and bless and serve others. And you're able to encourage others how to live and look only to God. And you're able to live this life that is more abundant. Because when you're abundant, when you're blessed, when you have finances and health and all of these things, you know, it gives great glory and praise to God. Because we're in a line walking exactly how He says we're able to walk. Not religiously, not out of fear or even walking with God because we fear that things may happen if we don't walk with God. Like, we want to walk with God because God loves us, because He's filled us with our spirit, because He is perfect. You know, He's designed and created everything perfectly. And when we trust Him, He has the perfect plan for our life, and everything is smooth. Everything is easy. Everything is good. Even when challenges come, even when you're faced with a report or a van or a car issue or whatever, life happens. But when you're faced with these things, you'll be in such peace and you'll have such a knowing that, okay, this is going on, but God's going to take care, because that is God and He is great. So have no fear, have no worry, have no doubt when it comes to the things going on in your life. Keep trusting Him. Keep going to Him, you know, and keep your words holy and unto wholeness. And when I mean holy, I mean just speak what God says. You know, when you see, like when we notice something was happening with our finances, with our work, we have to decree and declare what God says over that situation, not what we feel, what we think in the worst case scenario. Because we don't live in the worst case scenario. We were living the best place. And that place is seated on the right hand side of God, full of power, full of authority, wisdom, revelation, discernment, and is great. So yeah, we're really blessed. Annie has a really wonderful, lovely job coming up next week. All gifted and given by God, no effort. That's all going to be nice for him. And it's very, very close to home. And the thing is, there was a guy who's been offering Annie a little bit of work for a while now. And at that moment when Annie was told that there was no work, he could have took that other job. But the other job was very far. It was like an hour away. So in that moment, like when that we were told there was no work, we could have very easily have gone just for the easy route. Oh, well, there's work there. It's an hour, but it's okay. It's work. Like, no, God doesn't want us to live that way either. God doesn't want us to have second best or the crumbs. He wants us to have the best. He wants us to be things to be convenient and easy. So this job Danny's going to be doing is 10 minutes away from our home. So yeah, again, looking at all the things that God does and just giving him back the praise and the worship for all of that. And knowing honestly, guys, he will never, ever leave you nor forsake you. He is not a respecter of person, but he is a respecter of faith and our hearts in the sense of, you know, how he's able to move in our life. Because if you're full of doubt, worry, concerns and leaning on the negative and leaning on the world, then that's what you're going to receive because that's what you're relying and trusting on. But when we've really put our confidence and trust in God, then he's able to just shower us and fulfill everything that we need. And you know, the best thing with God, there isn't any wager on it. Well, my child, I'll do this for you, but you've got to do that for me. That is not God. Like, God's like, just believe me and I will bring everything to you in great fashion, in great form, at the great time, if you just trust me. So yeah, this is God. Love you and God bless.